What's going on, and welcome to episode 98 of the Fuel for Football podcast. I am your host, Sanchez Bailey, and I want to leave you with a footnote episode, this episode. So I want to evoke a mindset inside of you where I believe that most people think this is a rare occurrence. And I want to just dispel that very quickly by just hitting you with a few players that are known and synonymous for ways of and styles of football that you can clearly tell it was a craft, right? You know, Arjen Robben is synonymous with a cut in onto, you know, towards the edge of the box and curling it into a corner, whether it was near post and far post. Mbappe is synonymous with this low backlift near post shot, which where he cuts in and appears he's going to be going to the far post and maybe curl it in, but drills it with a near post low drilled effort. We have people like James Milner that is known for playing in multiple positions, but then also considered an engine, can last a very long time when he plays or when he did play. I don't know where he is now. Might be in a championship, actually. We have players such as, you know, let's just say Gabriel Jesus, who is not really known as a goal scorer, but he's known as someone who interlinks play very well. We have Haaland, who's known just as a notorious goal scorer. You know, there's a knack for that. You even have players on a smaller scale, no offence, such as Eddie Nketiah, who has the mentality or the ability to be like a fox in a box, so to speak, right? He's scored outside of the box recently, but, you know, that is the reputation that he has built from such a consistent pattern of behaviours. And I really want to cause a challenge to every listener in this episode to become someone who becomes conscious, automatic, and committed to having a fast start, right? Sometimes for you to create such a habit and a reputation, it needs to be very specific. So think about how you, in your position, can enable a fast start. Maybe a goalkeeper, it might be most difficult. However, there could be ways where your fast start doesn't always have to come from your involvement. It doesn't always have to come from you saving. It could be maybe more on the ball activities. It could be maybe some communicative directions and efforts. You can also then move that towards positions, you know, that might be more defensive. What is a fast start for you in your position? What will be considered as you actually going on that pitch and delivering something repetitively from week to week that is impactful to your team, right? It could be more of an energy level. It could be executing a particular skill set. And these are things that if you're able to kind of develop that mentality and prepare that mentally and, you know, almost create that habit in training, obviously, but this is something that you can really, excuse the noise there, just show off drivers. But you could really change the way that your performances are in the start of the games, right? You know, truth be told, something inspired this topic here, but I can't remember what it was, to be honest with you. It might have been Arsenal, believe it or not, but I doubt it. But there was something where either I saw it might have been an interview and it said, like, we just really wanted to have a fast start. And they had a fast start. And who's to say that that can't be the thing that happens week by week? And, you know, fast start doesn't mean you're always winning or you score a few goals. Fast start is that you are executing almost immediately, you know? I think that can be something that every single player and individual can apply. I think that if you are committed to having and executing as well as displaying a skill set, you prepare yourself mentally before the games, you're executing this habit in training so it becomes habitual, becomes second nature. Once again, you visualize this and make that become a form of muscle memory in your mind, right? Prior to a game, you can give yourself the best opportunities to have a fast start and make that a thing of yours. And I think that that's a powerful mindset to have. That every single game you're going into this, you're going there with an intensity that may shock opponents, that may boost your performance statistics, it may increase confidence for yourself or increase confidence to your teammates and maybe unsettle your opponent. So you just having the mindset and application of having a fast start has so many implications that could not only just result or affect the result of the game, but that can affect the dynamics of the game. It can affect the people in the game. And I think this is something that I would like you to take into consideration over the next few months. And what a great way to kind of get this habit started in December in the lead up to a new year. And that's it. I think the rest of this is finding out what that skill set, finding out what that effort level and contribution to the team will be, and application. It's go time. And that's why sometimes I do these four episodes, is just really to evoke thought so that you can get applying. Like, it's almost like a halftime tea talk, I guess, isn't it? Doesn't take that long. But it's a message that allows the impact to be displayed and application to be made. And I would love to hear how that goes for every single person. So I'll leave that episode as that. We're getting ever so close to 100 episodes. And hopefully we can discuss an exciting episode next week. Actually, I've got an exciting episode lined up. I've actually got the concept queued already. So I look forward to you all hearing that. All the best, guys. Take care now. Pass on to someone who you feel this could be impactful to. Or maybe pass it on to all your teammates. Because if you can all have that mentality, God knows where you can take your match days. All the best now. Take care.